Hello, it's brand Malty Stir. Bottle Stir, I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Hi, I am Gustavo. I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And first of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am 8 and I'm registered to vote.
Thank you so much. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
58.
Thank you so much. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
A Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
And now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job. And starting with Joe Biden as president, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
And Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. And Sherrod Brown as senator?
You said Sherrod Brown?
Yeah.
Approve.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, if you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. And starting with Joe Biden, do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And now, Marcy Kaptur?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And now, Derek Merritt?
Haven't heard of him.
Thank you so much. And Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Very strongly. Unfavorable or somewhat?
No, very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And First Energy?
No problem. I say favorable.
And very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
And now Republicans in Congress.
Favorable, very favorable.
Very. Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican. And I'm independent.
And it is Republican or lean Republican?
I'm sorry, what was that?
And would you say that Republican or lean Republican?
Neither, I'm independent.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Republican Donald Trump.
And it is Republican Donald Trump or lean Republican Donald Trump?
What was that again?
Yeah, Republican Donald Trump or lean Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump, even though I'm independent.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrats Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sheridan Brown.
And it is Democrat Sherrod Brown or lean Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Lean Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kupcher or Republican Derek Merritt?
Republican Merritt.
And it is Republican Derek Merritt or lean Republican Derek Merritt?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, it is Republican Derek Merritt or lean Republican Derek Merritt?
Lean Republican Derek Merritt.
Thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupcher, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupcher?
No, there's a chance I can vote for her.
Is there a chance?
Yeah.
Okay, and now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupcher. Marcy Kupcher is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupcher, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
No, I'm more likely to vote against her.
More likely. Thank you so much. And now, I am going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. And in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are strongly to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. And
less
makes you much less likely?
Yeah.
Or somewhat?
No, less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. It makes you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely. It makes no difference, or it is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
Less likely to vote for her.
And it is much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And after taking money from the First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing our First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Mary's corruption. It makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely. It makes no difference. It is more likely, or this is not true.
Less likely.
Much less likely, or somewhat less likely.
Much.
Thank you so much. And as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. This makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely. It makes no difference, or it's more likely, or do you think it's not true?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. And Derek Mary has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Mary supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Mary even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. This makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely. It makes no difference, or is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
No difference.
Thank you. And my last of this part, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Merrin voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even voted no on that. This makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely. It is no different, or it is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
No, it's more likely. I vote against him for that.
Thank you so much. And before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 82% of the survey. There is just a few questions, and I will try to be the briefest possible. Thank you so much. And now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or would you still vote for Merrin?
No, I would vote against him at least for all that.
All right, thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So I will ask you again, if the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Republican Derek Merrin.
And it is Republican Derek Merrin or lean Republican Derek Merrin?
No, lean Republican Derek Merrick, even though I'm independent.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree in criminal justice, so 4 years of college.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And would you say lean more Democrat or Republican?
At this point, Republican, definitely.
Thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? It is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
Somewhat important.
Important. Thank you so much. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded our survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And I hope you have a wonderful night.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.